This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
Welcome to the Dreamers Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Pardo, and today I am interviewing Mike Scopa, who is living his dream by helping people around the world plan Disney vacations, as well as getting them into a healthy lifestyle. Welcome back for part two, Mike. Let's jump right into it. Have you run into any roadblocks with running?
In 1981, I exploded my anterior cruciate ligament of my left leg and my left knee, and my orthopedic surgeon said, you know, Mike, you're going to have arthritis when you hit 40, 45, and you probably shouldn't run more than 5 or 6 miles at any point. I was laid up for a little bit, and about a year and a half ago, I had a problem with it. But, you know, through the magic of science and chemicals, I'm able to run. That's the only obstacle. I'm running into an obstacle now of a different nature because I've just taken on a new position with a company in Dorchester, Mass. So it requires me to make a long commute from New Hampshire, which means I have to figure out how I'm going to run during the week. I may end up trying to figure out how to run during the day while I'm down there. Other than that, I'm going to be a weekend warrior, and that's not good. So that is an obstacle in itself, but I'll figure out something. You know, but obstacles are only what physically and mentally and emotionally hold you back, and you have to figure out how to overcome those. Just keep moving forward. Age, a lot of people think about age as stopping you. I think age is just a number, and until my body says no, I'm going to keep running.
So how about with any of your Disney stuff? Have you hit any roadblocks?
I think if I was going to say roadblock, it would be that I'm not wealthy enough to just sit and write and talk Disney all day long. There have been many times where I have wanted to do certain things, but Disney sometimes has to take a back seat to the priorities in life, be it work, be it family, be it health, whatever. So the roadblock is sometimes time. And there are times when I wish I could clone myself because I'll think of something I want to do Disney-wise, and I won't be able to do it because there's something that's sort of ahead of the game or higher up on the priority list. So, and I think I speak for a lot of people when I say that. I think there are a lot of us who are in this Disney inner circle who would love to do more, and we just can't because life is more than just that kind of stuff. You know?
Yeah, unfortunately. you kind of touched on a little bit, but with running, what have you done to overcome some of those obstacles?
I think that being agile, being able to adapt is really, really important. I think when you have health injury issues with running, one of the things you have to fight is impatience. So I've learned to be patient with myself, even though when I was recently hurt, I tried to run. I wasn't patient enough, and I did not want to defer my races. I think I ate about 3 or 4 race registrations because I did not want to defer. I wanted to run. Regarding time, I have figured out that, and everybody needs to figure this out, what is the minimum type of training I need to maintain a certain level of conditioning? I know what that is, and I just need to figure out how to maintain that at times. So I think being agile, being able to adapt to your limitations really helps everything. If you cannot do that, then it's just going to drive you crazy. Not going to let that happen.
So is there any parts of your dreams that haven't quite worked out?
I think that when I think of the overall dream, I think that it's exceeded expectations. When I was writing those trip reports for the people who were on those Disney boards in my company, and the company had as many as 137,000 people in it at one point, my only, and I used to write for people all around the world. It was a very well-known company. I often said, gee, you know, I would love to share this type of experience and how I feel about this place with people outside the company. And that was when the internet was barely getting off the ground. That's when Al Gore just started to figure out, you know, what the internet should be like. My dream was to write for those pairs of eyes that were outside my company. And so I think that that happened. And, you know, who would have ever thought that we would have technology advancements to the point where people would not just be able to read my words, but hear my voice.
Yeah, it's a pretty incredible thing, everything that's happened just in the last 10 years. You know, YouTube 10 years ago didn't exist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've been doing the WW Today podcast for 9 years. It's amazing how many people are out there, you know, doing podcasts and like this one. And all you need is a computer and a headset and you're good to go.
So do you have any dreams for the future?
I think that one of the things that I'm always looking at is what have I set aside for one reason or another that I have not addressed? What areas on my checklist have I, on my bucket list, I should say, have I yet to do? I'm not sure if there are any out there left. I think it's always good to reach for a higher level than what you really think you can get, because I think that helps you get to that first area. As far as dreams go, well, I'll tell you one dream I have. Mickey Miles podcast has a Mickey Miles running team. My dream is to get 1,000 people on that team. You know, maybe that's unrealistic, but I think dreams are supposed to be unrealistic at times because it's a dream, which means it's very hard to achieve or attain. As far as other dreams with Disney, I mean, if you're talking about Disney, I think that I would like to someday possibly write a book that is somehow related to Disney. I have been approached by a publisher to write a Disney-oriented book, but the subject matter, the topic that he wanted me to address was something that I wasn't interested in, so I graciously refused the opportunity. This was at least 7 years ago. I think as a writer, you always dream about putting something out there that will establish your legacy, that will have your words live beyond your lifetime. So I think that's something that I've yet to do. It could be a book that is Disney-oriented. It could be fictional. It could be something other than fictional. I don't know. But I think that probably in the back of my mind, that's my dream.
Well, I would love to read a book by you. So a new question I've been adding to the show is, you're stranded on a deserted island with your family. What's three things that you can't live without?
I know a certain co-host of mine is going to like what my first answer is. Something that I never thought I would say, but I think my iPhone with a perpetual battery in it that would never run out because it would allow me to continue to do the things I would like to do, number one. Number two, I'd like to have a Dole Whip machine out there. Other thing that would be important would be to have a sense of optimism that the next day would bring a change, would be rescued, would be saved, or something would happen. I think you need that. I mean, that's an intangible, but I think that's what I'd want. I mean, I could, you know, keep in contact and do things with my iPhone. I would, you know, it's a desert island, so it's going to be hot. So I think the Dole Whip machine is, you know, with, you know, again, it's a perpetual Dole Whip machine. I mean, that would be something good. And having, in the back of my mind, that optimistic viewpoint that wake up the next day, oh, this could be the day we get rescued, you know, things like that.
I think I could get that for about $4.95. It's called Wilson.
Wilson.
So before we end, is there any last thoughts you'd like to share with our audience?
Well, I think that, and I don't know how many of your audience has read me or listened to the podcast, but I don't often get to thank everyone who has sent me very nice notes and messages over the years. I think that since I started doing my internet thing, which was almost 15 years ago, I can't tell you how many people I can now call my friends, like you, Joe. It's kind of, and I also speak of a lot of cast members who have become my friends, cast members in the past, cast members who had, and still cast members, and those who are probably going to be cast members in the future. I think that all of you, all of my listeners, all of my readers, all of my Disney contacts keep me going every day. There's a saying that goes, no man is an island. This is very true. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to say, from the bottom of my heart, I'm very humbled by all the nice people who I've gotten to meet. And, you know, if I've touched their lives in any positive way, then that's made me smile. And that's a very priceless thing to see. And I just wish that more people would understand, you know, touching people's lives and doing something to make their day just a little bit better is something that you can't buy.
Wow. Well, thank you for all of that, Mike.
I love you, Joe.
I love you too, Mike. I'm so glad that I got to meet you.
That was quite a weekend. That was quite a weekend, Joe.
It was. And it was so nice to find out that everybody I had been listening to for years and years was just so approachable.
Yeah, it was kind of funny how we talked so much during Fantasmic. And then we experienced some of Becky's magic, and I was pretty happy when I pulled your name out. Holy cow! And, you know, you didn't know what was going on, you know, and that was quite a weekend. Becky and her magic.
Yeah. No, she definitely helped make an amazing weekend, and continues to. I mean, all six of you make an awesome weekend that anybody who's a big fan of Disney should come down to reunion. And I think this year it's, what, December 2nd to the 5th? Oh, come on, Mike. Am I going to have to edit this out?
I don't know if it's December 2nd or 4th or whatever, but I'm sure that I'll figure. I think that one of the things I'm trying to do is trying to make reunion a little bit different over the next couple of years. So I won't divulge any secrets, but Becky and I have plans to suggest some changes that a lot of people will find interesting, and we'll put a new spin on reunion.
It's always welcome. Well, before we go, would you like to plug all your sites, your Facebooks, your Twitters?
You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. I think I have, I don't know, I have a lot of people following me on Twitter. I don't tweet out that much, but when I do, you can be sure that it's important. I'm going to give you a scoop. In the very near future, I will be blogging for touringplans.com. Len and I talked about this for a while, and I'd like to, of course, plug www.today.com, the podcast that I've been doing with Mike Newell and Matt Hochberg and Len Tester. Over these many years, we've done a lot of things, and we've had a lot of laughs, and we've got a long way to go before we're going to be done with that.
I don't know. Len just said something about 2,000 episodes just before I talked to you.
That's a lot. Last but not least, the Mickey Miles podcast, which I co-host with my best friend, Michelle Scribner-McLean, and Michelle and I have just begun to scratch the surface with only about 175 episodes. But I can tell you, Joe, it's just amazing how much traction has been realized with this podcast. And we have, I haven't even checked recently, 210, 220, 230. Mickey Milers of a running team, doing things for charity, of which you also are doing some nice things for Give Kids the World. It just continues to grow. It's just amazing. So, you know, again, thank everybody. And, you know, thank you for this opportunity to, you know, come on and talk about my dreams. And who knows, there's a dreamer out there who maybe is thinking about something that he or she probably thought was not attainable, but, you know, never give up. John Cena, right? Never give up.
Well, that's definitely the mission of this podcast, is to encourage people to follow their own dreams, no matter what they are. But thank you very much for coming on the show, Mike. I can't thank you enough for the wonderful stories.
Thanks, Joe, and we'll see you. I don't know when I'll see you again, but
hopefully before reunion. But yeah, we'll talk. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co. My name is Al.
And I'm Joyce.
And we're huge Disneyland fans. In fact, we love the Disneyland Resort so much, we host a podcast dedicated to the happiest place on earth to share that passion with others.
That's right. On our show, Tales from the Mouse House Disneyland Podcast, we share current resort news, some tips and tricks we've learned over the years to help make your Disneyland Resort vacation the most magical experience ever. We uncover little-known and often overlooked gems we like to call hidden treasures, and even review the attractions and places to eat that make the Disneyland Resort so much fun.
And if that wasn't enough, we even share some video episodes to help keep you in that Disney magic state of mind. If you're a longtime fan of the Disneyland Resort, or you've just recently discovered the magic, this podcast is for you. You can find Tales from the Mouse House Disneyland Podcast at www.talescast.com and in iTunes.
And remember,
make it a Mickey day.
Psst. Hey, you like Walt Disney World? You like insider tips and tricks? Well, what if I told you where you can get the two together? Head on over to WaltDisneyInsider.com for the latest news and tips from Walt Disney World. And tell them Joe Pardo sent you.